It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that asks the question, who gives a care?
Oh.
Hey, okay.
Do you?
Sassy.
We're about to find out our host with a brand new edition of Care or Don't Care.
Oh.
So let's just get to it with your first headline. You never know who's watching your TikTok. Care or don't care?
I care.
I care because of the voice.
It scares me, but I feel like I should care.
I
care. There's a 12-year-old in West Virginia who was
doing...
But
that's not where I thought.
Yeah,
I was just going to say.
12-year-old in West Virginia was doing a TikTok live stream the other day.
Okay.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah,
you could live stream on TikTok?
Why are you guys not on TikTok?
I know. I need to get on it, too.
Seriously. And I'm going to say our show TikTok is amazing.
It's so fun.
I watch it.
Yes. At Brooke and Jeffrey.
Yes. Anyway, this 12-year-old got pinned under his ATV out in the forest while doing his live stream.
Oh, my gosh.
And no one else was around to help him. Luckily, a 13-year-old in New Hampshire was watching. He saw it on the live stream, called 911, and they ended up routing the call to West Virginia.
Whoa.
And because of that, authorities rescued the kid pinned under his ATV.
Wow.
He was trapped there for about 20 minutes, but he will be okay.
TikTok saves lives.
Yeah, for real.
I just, like, I got a 7-year-old. Who's letting an 8-year-old just out and about on a 4-wheeler on their own?
Like,
it's West Virginia,
bro. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
That's, like, way past
you
the driving.
You did weirder stuff in Idaho. Don't ask.
You're just lucky the kid wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We actually had a similar tragedy happen the other week when Brooke got stuck in her shirt that she put on the reverse way. So she had to call on Instagram for help on that one.
I went on live.
You did. Let's go to your next headline. 4 things you can do in under 10 minutes to increase your happiness for free.
Oh, give it to me.
Care or don't care.
Spread the happiness.
Yeah, I care.
Who doesn't need more of that?
For the most part, we support happiness on this show.
Of course.
And
why wouldn't we?
We also support free things.
Yes.
I love those.
So with that in mind, a study out of UC Berkeley found 4 things that take less than 10 minutes to do that are guaranteed to make you happy. Here they are. Okay. Number 4 is watching relaxing videos. For example, they say the BBC series Planet Earth.
Yes, I love it.
Watching that for just 10 minutes creates an increase in joy, amusement, and curiosity.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You feel more connected to the world, the planet.
It makes me sleepy.
I just want David Attenborough to narrate my life.
Yeah, I was definitely curious after I watched that show.
Well, I think you were curious before.
Yeah, I was like, those anteaters with those tongues? I gotta learn more about this.
That is a good question, Jeffrey.
Number 3 is checking your vacation day balance.
Oh, like your time?
They say knowing how many vacation days you have left and thinking about what you can do with them allows you to visualize taking a trip somewhere, and that feels good.
What if you have none? Then you just get sad.
And my I tell you, it stresses me out. My vacation time has been screwed up in our system for the last, like, 8 years.
Oh.
And so no matter when it is, it says, you don't have any time left. And I'm like, yes, I do!
Yeah.
Oh, no. Someone
I'm leaving. I don't care. Quitting or going on vacation.
Number 2 is organize your errands and start checking them off.
Do make me feel successful at the end of the day.
Like lists,
they say planning your day out helps reduce procrastination, so you'll feel less stressed as you go throughout your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can get behind that one. Yeah.
And the number 1 small thing that you can do right now for free to make you happy is message someone you know, reach out to them, especially if you haven't spoken to them in a while. Even if it's just to send a quick photo or a memory or a quick hello, it'll make you feel a million times happier.
A quick photo, huh?
I'm disappointed. Funny baby or dog animal videos. We're not on this list. I'm complaining.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. The trip around the world you would never take, but this guy did and lived to tell about it. Care or don't care?
Oh,
I care.
I don't really care. You said I'd never take it.
I think I would take any trip around the world.
I care.
You're
going to
want to hear this. There's a 75-year-old guy named Brian Robson who lives in the UK. And almost 50 years ago, he got a job working with a railroad company in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
So they flew him out for the position, but he got homesick and he hated it.
Oh, buddy.
And unfortunately for him, he couldn't quit because he just signed a 2-year contract. And his flight home would have cost almost $1,000. and he was only making $55 a week at the time.
Oh,
oh
man.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, I think you're going to say by an hour. I was like, okay.
What'd you say? This is 1960s money, right?
This is way 50 years ago, back in the day. Okay. So flying home wasn't an option either.
Okay.
That's why Brian came up with a scheme to mail himself home in a wooden crate.
Cartoon?
How much was he drinking when he came up with this idea?
It's Australia, so it's got to be a lot.
Yeah, that's a daily.
Two buddies helped him do it, and he wound up getting shipped around for 5 days inside of a crate.
No way.
Passing in and out of consciousness the whole time.
Oh, I was going to say, how did he have air?
Did he bring snacks?
Where'd he go to the
he
bathroom?
So many questions.
I mean,
that's a lot of water that you need.
The water,
And then finally, a worker looked through a hole in the crate after the fifth day. They saw him and got him out in Los Angeles.
Oh, wait, that's not England.
He was shipped to the wrong address.
Oh, my God. Poor guy. All that time.
But once officials figured out he was not a threat, the airline Pan Am flew him home.
They just put him back in the box and nailed it. Yeah. All right, well.
I don't think it would go that way in today's day and age.
No. That's why now, almost 50 years later, Brian is releasing a book about what he did all those years ago. And he's trying to track down the guys who shipped him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I feel like he's mad at them. He's like, what the hell, guys?
Yeah. They put the wrong address on the box.
Yeah, I didn't put that together.
Let's see if you care about this one. Fast food workers are sharing the best things on their menus that no one ever orders.
Oh,
care or don't
care.
I care
so much. Don't even finish your
sentence. Care. I don't like fast food.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I don't really care either.
No!
I like what's on the menu.
Wow.
I don't need more options.
Secret menu you've never heard of? You may love these. Oh, my
God.
Okay. Oh, we are moving on. No fast food secrets
for
any of our listeners today.
I'm mad at both.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
I care about
Even
this.
Even though I'm pouting, I always care.
All right. What did one Dorito farmer say to the other?
What?
Cool ranch.
Good.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah. Really
good. Positive reviews from everybody. That's Care or Don't Care.
Cool ranch.
Cool ranch, bro. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.